You're listening to SBS News.
It was a welcome response after a tough few days. Anthony Albanese has held his first campaign rally and announcing a $135 million health spending commitment in front of a loyal crowd in Melbourne. He'll be selling his plan for urgent care medical clinics across the country to treat people with injuries like broken bones and minor burns. The opposition leader says it will reduce strain on the health system.
During the pandemic, we do need to have practical measures that strengthen Medicare, that take pressure off emergency departments, and that's what our announcement today will do. 50 urgent care clinics around the country in every state and territory, the cost of $135 million.
But departing Liberal Health Minister Greg Hunt has accused the opposition of updating a plan from the former Rudd Labor government, telling 2GB Radio.
It's a really dangerous step for the reason that it threatens general practices around the country. They tried it once, it failed, and now they're trying it again.
The plan has also been criticised by the head of the Australian Medical Association, Dr. Omar Khorshid, who says it won't make enough of a difference.
When you scratch the surface, you see a model that is piecemeal, that fragments care even more, and does nothing to improve the average patient's experience in primary care.
Labor has also confirmed its abandoned plans to reconsider whether the JobSeeker unemployment payment should be lifted. It took a plan to review the rate to the last election. The rate currently stands at around $46 a day, which advocates say is well below the poverty line. The opposition leader says the decision not to review the rate is because an increase would be too expensive, while debt is so high.
But the truth is, if we are fortunate enough to form government, we will form government at a time where debt's heading towards $1 trillion, whereby you can't repair all of the damage or do everything that you want to do immediately. You'll be fiscally responsible.
Meanwhile, the government has come under pressure over its handling of the Solomon Islands and the Pacific Island Nations' draft security pact with China. Australia has formally requested that Solomon's not sign the deal after the Minister for International Development and the Pacific flew to Honiara and met with the Prime Minister. A statement from the Minister says, "We have asked Solomon Islands respectfully to consider not signing the agreement and to consult the Pacific family in the spirit of regional openness and transparency." Scott Morrison has denied suggestions the government has become complacent over reports the United States says Australia wasn't paying attention in the region.
No concerns have been raised with us to, as you've outlined them, and we have a very close relationship with the United States, and that has not been their view, and I reject that absolutely. We have worked closely with our entire Pacific family.
He also stresses Australia is not trying to pressure the nation, despite calling on it not to sign the pact.
The suggestion that somehow some seem to be making, that Solomon Islands is somehow under the control of Australia, I think is offensive to the Solomon Islands.
The United States Commandant of the US Marine Corps, David Berger, says the Solomons is strategically important, as it was in World War II.
Where the Solomon Islands are matters. It did then, it does now. Geography doesn't change. It's still strategic. Their location matters. It's clearly a point of contention and competition.
It's a fraught issue which any new government will have to face. Kushani Danji, SBS News.